Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, friends and fellow death fakers. This weird year is drawing to a close, and it's time for 2020 to disappear and to raise a steaming mug of cocoa to 2021, a year in which we will hopefully be able to go back into a studio, perform live, and hug friends and loved ones again. Here's to hoping. But this year hasn't been all bad. We've been so touched by your support, be it nice reviews, social media posts, fan art, voicemails, or Patreon pledges. You, our listeners, have never failed to put a smile on our face and a spring in our step. A very special shout out to Eric DeMarge, Angel Acevedo, and Roman and Jem Fiddick. Your support during this difficult year made a huge difference. A quick reminder that we are currently crowdfunding to finalise the rest of Season 3, so if you'd like to join our Patreon community, go to ameliapodcast.com and click on Support the Show. It would be the nicest Christmas gift we could ask for. Anyway, we have a little surprise release for you. Do you remember Klaus, our Christmas special from 2 years ago? Well, today we have a continuation of sorts. We hope you enjoy The Christmas Thief. Was the night before Christmas, and doing his rounds, the watchman from Hamley's was struck by odd sounds. From the cuddly toy section came a pitter-pat-pat. It was followed by a curse, a shriek, and a splat. "Who's that?" cried the watchman, and grabbed a toy gun. "I'll shoot," he threatened, breaking into a run. He saw the intruder, dressed all in black, hastily stuffing toys in a sack. "Let go of that bear," the watchman commanded. "The game is up. I've caught you red-handed." The thief complied and let go of the bear, fixing the gun with a terrified stare. He tried to escape but tripped over a sleigh, colliding with the Christmas display. "Don't move," the watchman yelled at the thief. "I'm stuck," came his voice from under a wreath.
Now let's cut away from this hullabaloo and visit our friends at Amelia HQ. They're taking a break from death and disguise and treating themselves to punch and mince pies. Cards have streamed in from near and far, from Bexley Heath and Panama, from clients in castles and beaches and caves, thanking the team for their escapades.
"Listen up, everyone. It is my ambition to keep up an important Christmas tradition. I'll read the cards out here and now. I'll do it with flair and pizzazz and know-how. Ta, it says here, I love my new life. Without you, Amber would now be my wife. Cheers, says this one, for my death on the stage, accounting in Middlesbrough is all the rage. Slancher, says this card, though I love the Bahamas, I'm pure done in from rum and juice dramas. But failing means you're playing. No patch in this, mama. Now I'm in Peru, snogging a llama."
Enough with the cards. Don't get me wrong, but we deal with our clients all year long. I appreciate that they keep us updated, but what I want now is to get royally wasted.
I second that thought, and I've got just the thing. Remember the death of Antonio Fring? We brought him back as a Hungarian doctor, and in return, he gave us this gingerbread vodka.
Vodka in cocoa, now that's quite the treat.
That's crazy. A liquor is best consumed neat.
Let's raise a glass to this passing year, the busiest in our death fraud career. Slashings and stabbings and shootouts aplenty has meant that our in-tray has never been empty.
They laugh and they cheer and their glasses clink. But something happens before they can drink. A whiff from the kitchen. Something is brewing, and whoever is cooking knows not what they're doing.
Open the windows! Let in some fresh air! Did something go wrong in Kozlovsky's lair? This stink is not something for the faint-hearted. It smells like a horse ate a donkey, then farted.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I should never have let Kozlovsky bake. He may be a genius when it comes to disguise, but this knowledge does not extend to mince pies.
She fights through the fog like a North Pole husky.
I must save the kitchen right now from Kozlovsky.
She runs to the oven to retrieve the mince pies.
They're gigantic and green and covered in eyes.
Alvina, you need fresh air and a snack. I think you're having a panic attack. You've barely eaten a thing since your lunch, and all you've been drinking is sherry and punch.
It's true, I swear. Come over and see. Those creepy pies are staring at me. Also, my mind is perfectly stable, and I could drink you under the table.
After all this havoc the pies did wreak, you'd think that the mayhem had reached its peak. But after Kozlovsky's kitchen danger, Christmas was about to get even stranger.
From the chimney, the sound of clattering and rumbling, and into the fireplace, a figure came tumbling. Shit, I'm burning, he said with a yelp. Water, water, somebody help.
Alvina dashed through the room full throttle, and without second thought grabbed hold of a bottle. She emptied the liquid over the guy, causing the flames to flare up high.
That's cognac, Alvina. Stop right away. I was saving that for Christmas Day. All I wanted was some relaxation, but now I'm watching a living cremation.
And that is where our story ends. Thank you all for listening, friends.
Hang on, Pip. We can't leave it here. We have to end with some Christmas cheer.
I think we've provided cheer aplenty. And after all, this is 2020.
If we ended now on such shocking news, we're going to get even more bad reviews. Now, come on, Pip, let's give it a bash. Let's save this guy from burning to ash.
The window, it's open because of the stink. We can do something with that. Think, Einstein, think.
It's snowing outside, and in the moonlight, Joey and Salvatore are having a fight. A snowball misses Joey's head and whizzes through the window instead. It hits the man and puts out the fire. Oh, that makes the ending a lot less dire. But wait, there's more. Who is this man? Does this tie up with where we began?
I know you. I've seen you before, I swear. With a red velvet suit and silky white hair. The saddest Santa I'd ever come near, which is why I gave you a new career. You said you were tired of endless giving, and instead wanted to take away for a living. Your transformation was the easy part. Changing the reindeer, now that was an art. But Klaus, why come back to the Amelia team? We faked your death in 2018. You don't like your life? You feel remorse? The reindeer doesn't like being a horse?
Klaus concedes that his life as a crook hasn't exactly gone to the book. He needs the team to help him once more and let him return to his life from before. I used to be Santa, and now I'm Saint Nick, and nicking toys gave me such a kick. But I fear ending up in the nick, don't you see? To steal has appeal, but I'd rather be free. Robbing Hamleys almost left me dead, and anyway, I miss wearing red. I'll pay you handsomely with my loot, just give me back my Santa suit.
And so, to Alvina's great dismay, the gingerbread vodka is put away. At the Amelia Project, there is no leave, even when it is Christmas Eve.
And so we leave our merry crew, doing what they're born to do. Prosthetics, passports, a costume fitting. Hurry, says Klaus, the clock is ticking. We must move fast, no time to slack. Rovjemi needs its Santa back. The Christmas bells are about to chime. I need to get back home in time. Kozlovsky works swiftly and with great flair, fattening his belly and whitening his hair. An hour later, he looks plump and jolly, his hair like snow, his cheeks like holly. But what about Rudolph, we mustn't forget? By now Kozlovsky is breaking a sweat. With the aid of a bone saw and a power shear, the world's foulest horse is again a reindeer. It's time for Klaus to be on his way. The team accompany him to his sleigh. And they hear him exclaim ere he flies out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, I just love Christmas.